Hi everyone, this is Angie Meeker, Robert Meeker's wife. I have something I want to share with everyone, and Tammy and Brandy and Robert have already listened to it, and so I think that it might be okay to share it now with some other folks. Earlier this year in April, my daughter Nyla, and I went over to Grandma Kay's house when no one else was home and recorded her answering a few questions that were in a book called My Grandmother's Legacy. And the book was really designed to be written by the grandparent, but we didn't think that in April that Grandma Kay really wanted to sit and do a bunch of writing. So instead of that, we thought we'd go over and just ask her the questions and record the answers. Now, of course, that was April. We had no idea what the rest of the year would bring, but looking back on it, I'm so glad that we got to ask even the few questions that we did. Now, it's going to come on in just a minute, and you can tell, it's so great, you can tell there are some questions she's just totally bored with, or she doesn't want to talk about at all, and then you can tell there are questions she's really interested in. So, this isn't all of the recordings, this is only two segments of the recordings, but I thought that we might find a little comfort together in these recordings. So, I'm going to go ahead and share them, and they're going to start in about 10 seconds. Thank you.
Right here.
You have to read that real loud, real loud.
Give some thought to what you'd like your grandchildren to remember about you, what has interested you the most over the course of the years, your favorite activities in pastimes, your opinions and beliefs, or anything else you'd like to share. Thank you. Now we're
okay, coming stop, home. Stop. So, the first question is, how would you like your grandchildren to remember you?
Let's see how much I love them. To the moon and back. Hopefully, I'm a fairly honest person, and I would like to see them grow up that way.
Yeah.
What else would I like for them to know about me? That I love people. As most of you know, I love to talk. But I think the main thing is how proud I am of them.
How many grandchildren do you have total?
7 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren.
4 great-grands. Wow.
Because... Alyssa's baby.
And how about what was your one of your favorite pastimes growing up?
Being with my best friends, Doris and Dolores, the twins. We'd go bowling. They were first learning how to drive. I would say they were about 16 or 17, and they'd pick me up and... We, believe it or not, we didn't get in any trouble. We could have, but we weren't brought out that way, so.
It's funny.
What was one of your favorite things to do with Doris and Dolores?
One of our favorite things, really, was to go to Central Point Shopping Center to Green Gables.
What?
Back then, they had the roller skate waitresses. But anyhow, what we would do would... drive around it in a circle just to check out the cute boys.
Was there any boy in particular that you went to check out?
Nobody in particular.
Would you like hoot and holler at the boys out your window?
No. Believe it or not, we were very shy back then. It's like happy days, but it was better.
That one restaurant. And then Sonic. You don't see him anymore.
Yeah.
He was driving places.
And not as much as what we had when I was growing up. You got to remember it was the 50s. Late 40s.
When
all
did you get
the
50s. Your license?
When I was 43 years old.
Now, why did you wait so long to get your license?
Well, because I was raising 3 children by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't afford a car. Couldn't afford insurance. So... we took the bus a lot, the city bus. We would walk from Sullivan Avenue over to Central Point Shopping Center, get our groceries, and bring them back home. So,
did you know how to drive and you just didn't have your license, or when did you learn how to drive?
When I was 43.
Oh, yeah, at the same time. Who taught you how to drive?
It was, they used to have kids from OSU that would teach driving, and I don't know if it was for credits or if they got paid for it, but yeah, and boy, were they good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was scared to death.
Did you hit anything while you were learning to drive? Like, did you go up on any curves or hit any?
Well, no, but there was, at one point, I think he got scared and grabbed the wheel.
Grabbed the wheel from you.
Because I didn't want to get on the freeway, for one thing.
Did most of your friends driving during that time?
Yes.
Did they get their license when they were in their teens or in their 20s?
In their teens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was your first car?
It was a Horizon.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember that because I almost ran over the salesman.
Oh. So did you get your new car right away when you learned to drive, or did you have to wait a while to get it?
I just had to wait a little while till I was able to
save up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And did you pay cash for it, or did
make
payments on it? How much were the payments?
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
So what year was that?
Oh, let's see.
Or about, if you can't remember exactly.
It was 34 years ago. So that would be
34 years ago.
What year was that? 80, no, that can't be right. This is 2015, and maybe it was the same time
right.
I did get my license. Yeah.
In the 80s, that'd be right, yeah.
Yeah.
Did your parents have a car?
No.
No. How did you guys get around as kids?
As kids, walk, took the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you live close to your school?
To school, grade school, middle school, yes. High school, no, because that was Central High School, which is now COSI.
So did you have to take a bus to school?
Usually we take a bus up there to Central, yeah.
Did you like taking the bus? Wait, was it like CODA bus, or
mm-hmm.
was it a school bus?
CODA bus.
Back then it was CODA.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like taking the bus?
Mm. I really didn't like going to school.
Really? Why is that? I've never heard you say that before.
I didn't. My mom's the one that pushed me to graduate.
Oh, yeah?
I was the only one that got high school diploma. Or my sister Joyce and my brother Jim, they got their GEDs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So you were the first one to graduate?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. I did not know that. All the time. So then was Tammy the first one of... Did all of your kids go to college?
Let's see. Butch didn't go to college. Joe started and then left. He went to Otterbein. Tammy, she always wanted to go to college, but she was, I can't even remember how old she was, but it was later. Her and Bob got their bachelor's. Or let's see. Maybe Tammy got her bachelor's and Bob got his master's. I'm not sure, but it was at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well,
so neat. Tammy was the only one
that went all the way through, that finished.
Yeah.
So you said you didn't like school. Was there something in particular that you didn't like about it, or you just would rather have been doing something else?
I would probably rather have been doing something else.
What would you have rather been doing? What would you have filled your days with if you didn't have to go to school?
If I didn't have to go to school?
Driving around looking at boys.
Yeah.
At the restaurant.
I don't know. There wasn't much that... there's things in my childhood that you really don't want to talk about, that you didn't have that incentive. You weren't given the incentive to do any better. So.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, because I love my mom and dad. But
yeah, of course. So. What do you think they did? What do you think they wanted you to grow up to be, or did they just want you to grow up and be a housewife?
Yeah, back then that's mainly what it was.
Yeah. So what were your? Oh, hold on just a second. Let me.